Blake Mitch Peacock with CBC. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks. I really appreciate it.
Well, I wanted to ask you right off the top, since you know this team pretty well and you also know a passion in the hockey market, having been in Boston, can this team do enough to be a playoff team this year?
Yeah, there's no reason why we can't. You know, you look at where these guys were even through about January, and they were, you know, they're in a really good spot to make the playoffs even last year. You know, they had a really tough 20-game stretch that kind of knocked us back there. But, you know, minus those 20, 25 games, you know, they were leading the division, I think, there for a while in the Southeast. So I think for the most part, the pieces are in place for guys to, you know, step up. And you know, we were a really young team. So we can just kind of build off of the things we learned from last year. There's really no reason why we can't really push for a playoff spot this year.
One of the things we're hearing a lot, Blake, is about the influence of a passionate fan base. I know that some players like it because it gives them that extra push when you're feeling a bit tired or when you need something extra. Other players that might feel pressured by it. How do you read the opportunity here in Winnipeg?
Well, I think you want to play in front of fans. There's no question about that. And there's really nothing better than knowing every night you're going to have a good support system in front of you that is going to be cheering you on through the good times and the bad. And certainly I think that's one of the really exciting things for everyone when we were moved to Winnipeg was you knew what you were going to get, and you know we knew that the fan base up there was definitely really excited to have us, and you know they showed that by selling out those season tickets in just a few minutes. So that right there, that just solidifies, you know, that it was probably the right move to go up to Winnipeg, and you know, it's too bad it didn't work out in Atlanta, but we're really excited about this new opportunity for us.
Thanks.
You bet.
Blake, it's Bob Irving with CJOB Radio in Winnipeg. In your career, you've been roughly a 20-goal, 40- or 45-point guy. Do you think the best is yet to come?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. You know, I think, especially when I after the trade in Atlanta, you know, I was given a bigger role. You know, I was given more responsibility out there. And as a player, that's what you want. And, you know, I felt I did a good job with that opportunity. And, you know, I'm really excited about hopefully getting a similar opportunity in the future. And, you know, hopefully building off of those first few years of my career.
Blake, it's Chris Johnson with the Canadian Press. Over the years, at times, the salary arbitration process has been contentious for players and teams. Is there some release on your part that you won't have to go through that and you got this deal done well ahead of your schedule hearing?
Yeah, there's no question. You know, it's a great thing to have as a player. You know, it gives you that extra leverage. And, you know, we're really fortunate to have that in the CBA. You know, it's really a good sticking point for you in terms of negotiating. So, there's no question that, you know, you feel fortunate to have that right, but at the same time, it's never the most comfortable thing sitting in the room with your employer and hearing maybe that's one of the nicest things about you. So definitely nice to start off on a really good foot with these guys, and yeah, I'm just really excited that it was done in a pretty timely fashion, and I think all sides are happy with how the way it turned out.
Mm-hmm. When you and your agent filed, you know, earlier this month, were you pretty confident that this deal would get done, or at that time were you unsure whether you might have to go to the arbitration?
It seemed like, you know, there was a pretty good communication base there, and you know, it seemed like they were right in the ballpark. They never really seemed to be, you know, too far off, and I think it was just a matter of kind of closing that window down, and so that's a good thing. You know, I think based on the way they were talking right around the time they were filing for arbitration, you know, it sounded like we probably weren't going to have to go all the way through.
Great. Thank you.
You bet.
Blake, Drew Mandel from Illegal Curve Hockey. The last, you know, 20 or so games in Atlanta last year, you know, what some of the most productive stretch of your career. Have you set any goals for yourself this year, hoping, you know, to play top 6 minutes for, you know, in an 82-game season? Any sort of statistical goals you're hoping to achieve this season?
Well, I think, you know, given that added role, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to building on what I did in Atlanta last year. And, you know, I don't really set any barriers or any goals because, you know, I definitely want to build off of what I did. Like I said, I think I can eclipse, you know, my totals from last year, and that's obviously a goal of mine. But, you know, at the same time, it's all about fitting into the team structure, and at the end of the day, it's all about getting those wins. And you know, that's the biggest thing. I want to be able to contribute to wins every night, and I think there's definitely different ways to do that. But if you're playing in a role where you're getting those opportunities to go out there on the ice, then you know, you want to be productive. So that's my biggest goal, is just to be productive in the minutes I'm out there and really earn the minutes when I'm on the ice.
Thank you.
You bet.
Hey, Blake, it's Kirk Penton from the Winnipeg Sun. Just for fans who may not know your game, can you give us a few lines about what type of player you are?
Well, I think I'm kind of developing more into the power forward that I think I was projected to be when I was younger. I think I'm starting to learn how to use my size to my advantage a little bit more. It was definitely a learning curve, especially the first couple years. You know, learning that you know, if I can use my size and my speed to my advantage, then it makes playing against me a little bit tougher. So I'm definitely learning how to do that, and I think I've been having more success with it, especially the later part of last year. So that's what I'm trying to really work on, is just being more powerful out there and just being really tough to play against.
Thank you.
Blake, Russ Hobson calling from Global TV. Question about your dealt to the trade deadline. Just wondering, I guess, what your feelings were, I guess, watching the Boston Bruins go through and win the Stanley Cup.
Well, it was definitely a mixed bag for sure. You know, I was I wasn't necessarily cheering for them, but I wasn't cheering against them. You know, they're all those guys that played with us. So I was definitely happy to see those guys succeed and come through and win. You know, I knew they were definitely capable of it, but it definitely hurt to not be a part of it. And that's something that, unfortunately, that's part of sports, and you just kind of got to take it with a grain of salt and move on. But, you know, it definitely narrows your focus a little bit, seeing the guys you went through the battles with for 2.5 years come away with the trophy, and, you know, makes you want to get your name on it too. So that's the goal, is to try to turn this organization into one that can hopefully compete for one of those pretty soon.